Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the friend zone, motherfuckers. Welcome to the friend zone, young hustlers. Welcome to the friend zone, old bustlers. Welcome to the friend zone. Yeah, back again. I'm on the track again. Got a new beat. Friend with your feet. Got them shoes on. They looking real fancy. Dustin over here, and he riding on the beat. Like the number one nigga with the fleek seat. The fleek seat. You don't get no cheat sheet. You don't know about that. That's okay though. We gon' sit here, stack and get that payload. Hey.
Well, all right. You know I rock it a cappella. Hey. I'm not your average fella. I'm not even Hiella. Hey. I'm about a combo brother. Hey. I ain't really like no other. Uh-huh. I will be nice to your daddy and even hug your mother. Ooh. And everybody know that I kind of can flow. Yeah. And I don't let it go for each and every episode.
No. Yeah. Welcome to the friend zone, motherfuckers.
That's it. That's it. Well, all right. How's everybody doing out there tonight?
Trina.
Trina, Diamond, Princess, just mind your business. These rumors are senseless. Anyway, that was a shout out to Trina. What's up, everybody? Y'all welcome to the friend zone.
Look, yes, you know, Frank got the good vibes shirt on, so you know we have to go ahead and start this off with some good vibes. Okay?
Good vibes in the beginning on the front end.
Okay, you know, I got my stones on me. You know, let me pull
that one
out.
That's so cute. I want to buy one.
Yeah, you were staring at my Citrine. I hope that means that I'm going to win the lottery or something. Like, I hope you are. Like,
I just really
into
like it. The way that they
have bomb intentions in there.
Yeah, the way they have it hooked up looks cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Shout out to Rockstar. Go get you some rocks.
So welcome to the friend zone.
Not crack rocks.
Not those.
Because that's whack.
That's terrible.
For the angelic Whitney, who reached down with her ghostly hand and slapped the shit out of Stacey Francis. Because we all needed her too. Shout out to Much Love from Kentucky. She's a great, fantastic YouTuber that told that joke. She said that Whitney Houston slapped Stacey Francis. Oh, she got slapped by the ghostly hand of Whitney Houston. So shout out to Much Love from
Y'all
Kentucky.
Y'all are awful.
Yes. So welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look at all things mental health, mental wellness, mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain, right? I'm really trying. Because I can keep going. That's the thing. I can keep going.
Let's just take it into a different direction of awful. Just really quickly.
A different direction of awful.
Yes. I just really need to get this off my chest because I said on here that I felt really bad for Amina on Love and Hip Hop. I really hate that I'm doing this.
But I'm happy we talked about it because a lot of people didn't know about her old music deal.
About Black Butterfly Days.
Yeah, and they were looking it up, and now I think they see her differently.
You know, and I remember, we know that Amina's voice is like bad, right? So I remember back in the day when Black Butterfly came out, it was kind of like, oh, and their voices are kind of annoying, but we kind of went with it. So to go back in 2016 and listen to the song, I was like, oh, this was awful. Like, I can't even, like, have, like, a good, fond memory of this. Anyway, I did not like in the last episode of Love & Hip Hop that she said, the same woman that cried about having to abort this man's baby, right? Like, I was sad for her.
She what? On the show?
She had an abortion. Yeah, on the show.
And talked about it.
And talked about it.
Wow, Mona.
Talked about it with her husband, with her husband's other child.
Wow.
Like, an adult. Like, do you remember that episode before? But on this episode, she has had the abortion and is in the piano shop. And Peter comes in and she says she is in love again. Him being there for her after the abortion is exactly why, like, she remembered wanting to be with him. And I was like, after you've killed this man's baby because
stop.
You do not
oh my goodness.
Want to be attached to him, you now miss him. And I thought that was really fucked up. And it's even, like, crazy enough that Tara is so petty because, you know, she still has her baby. She did a whole
Wait.
Photo shoot. Did you see the pictures?
Offer the give the background story.
No, you give it to her. I have to laugh.
Okay,
about the
so a long time ago, Tara Wilde. These are characters on Love and Hip Hop New York. For those listeners that don't know what the hell we're talking about. So Tara Wallace used to be in a relationship with Peter Guns. They were together for 13 years. They had two children together. He had a whole bunch of grown kids behind that, right? He ends up cheating on her with Amina Butterfly, who marries him so that she can get a green card, which is what the story is, but she really just wanted to marry him. And so they were like a thing that turned into a marriage. And that really was devastating, and understandably so for Tara.
Super.
You know what I mean? They break up, so we think, you know, and everybody's moved on. Peter and Amina end up having a baby together, you know, whatever. Him and Tara still have their two children. Everybody moves on. Come to find out, her and Peter have still been screwing. She is now 6 months. I think she's over six
months.
Yeah,
she should be.
Yeah, she's like 6 or 7 months pregnant.
About now, yeah.
Yeah, after Peter. So Amina and Tara were pregnant at the same time.
On the show.
Wow.
Tara looked visibly pregnant.
The entire time.
The entire time. And then when Amina said, I'm pregnant, it was kind of like, oh, so y'all both pregnant? But nobody said that because that wasn't like the story on the show. It was just kind of like, okay, so Amina's pregnant, and then she gets rid of the baby, and now we find out on the next episode, or even the same episode probably, that Tara magically is pregnant too at the same time.
This is nuts.
As a viewer, you know, the da-dun-dun for me is the fact that I automatically side with Tara because she was there, and the relationship that Peter has with Amina, you know, it was an affair.
Yeah.
But Amina is so soft-spoken, kind of, and she's a really, really, like... She's just a weaker kind of person. It makes you not want to be mean to her.
Yep.
So then when Tara is doing these things that she's really right, you know, in doing, it still comes off bitchy because Amina is so, you know, soft-spoken and so, you know, she's just delicate. And Tara's a raging bitch. And so it's just like, you know,
doing etiquette
it's like,
class.
God, you know what I mean? Like, and I understand her anger and what it's rooted in.
Wait, who's doing etiquette classes?
Oh, Tara. 5 months pregnant with a married man's baby and doing etiquette classes for two other young women.
Ain't that the way the world goes?
It is.
What a time. Okay.
What a time to be
what
alive.
A time.
Look, listen.
I love this
Nene's
world.
On Broadway before. Never mind. I'm sorry. I'm not going to make this about my convict. Even though she's right.
But. Sidebar, Nene Leakes did an interview. She did an interview where she was talking about, I don't know why we're even discussing this, but whatever. Nene Leakes did an interview where she was talking about the negative reception that she's gotten from some actors in the Broadway community.
Really?
You know? Yeah, right. Shock. But she said, and hey, she said, you know, and I there have been some that have been cold, or, you know, why she give her this job? Why they give her this job? And that could have been another Broadway actress thing. She's like, but I just told them, listen, you know, this is good for the both of us. Okay. And when I thought about it, it kind of is, because certain, like, productions, she is going to draw people in.
True.
So the sales are going to be up.
Is she doing well?
Her. Not in Chicago.
No?
No, they said she should have been in Chiraq, not Chicago. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, so she... Ow! So yeah, but anyway, no, I heard from a very reliable source. Yes, I said it. Nene Leakes, instead of doing Chicago on Broadway, she should have done Chiraq. Anyway, but I heard that she struggled in Chicago. I heard she did fantastic in Cinderella. But I heard that the reviews were not so good. She got extended in Cinderella, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
They extended her, but in or either it was a longer engagement. I might be wrong.
Right.
But yeah, I heard she struggled in Chicago. So shout out to Nene Leakes on crutches in Chicago.
Chicago.
Oh damn, yeah. She got hurt.
No.
Oh. I'm done.
Break a leg. Oh.
Like, remember New York City?
Yeah,
New
she
York,
told me, yep. talking about she gonna break my legs and stuff. They were like, no, that's a well with it. She's we need you, you know, good luck.
P.S. If you are listening over in the UK, please vote to save Tiffany.
Please, man.
Please vote to save Tiffany. I know, I already know that y'all not gonna let the black woman win, but just keep her on there because I'm not gonna watch when she's gone.
I actually just read an article that says she was favored to win.
I saw that too on Twitter.
Never mind. Yeah. I'm not gonna put on my
She made me interested in Celebrity Big Brother UK because I never gave a damn about Big Brother.
I never.
Celebrity Big Brother
UK. So that's where she is on that show. Yep. That's so interesting. When did it start?
This one started just like right after the new year, like the 6th or something. I forgot.
That's interesting.
But it's so crazy because, you know, when Big Brother first came out, it was just this regular ass show and it was top of the line because it's cameras in this house.
What's the difference between that and Real World?
Real World,
like structure wise,
Real World was really about like getting to issues, I felt like, whereas Big Brother is like starting shit in the house and people playing games. Like
What's
in Real World, you just had actual job experience you were having to do.
So it was more like a show.
Plus,
Big
you can
Brother
get
is like just TV.
Yeah. The point of Big Brother is
like
for one person to win.
Yeah. They have a process of elimination. The Real World was just a standing cast.
Oh, got you. So got
like,
you.
Yeah.
Okay. Got you.
And then Celebrity Big Brother. Imagine celebrities that
in
are
a house being watched.
In their big ass houses.
I never watched that.
And
Me
then
either.
They have to
That's
be
interesting.
Out of it. It's crazy.
Is it good?
Yes.
It is good. It's surprisingly enough. I was like, I don't know. None of these people, I don't care about them. I just want to see Tiffany. But they actually have some cool stories. And there's like this white girl on there and she's dating this model dude outside the house. And she's fucking one of the models in the house. It's kind of like, okay, I care about y'all business a little
mess.
Bit. Yeah. Wow. Bit.
There's some nice looking people on there too.
Yeah.
And we're just going to pin it right there. So yeah.
I have wasted enough of you all's time.
Right.
We sorry. Our bad, y'all.
I just really needed to get that off my chest about Amina and that tattoo on her neck.
Which makes all her clothes look cheap immediately.
I
right?
like that tattoo.
You like it?
I
right
think
there?
It's really cute.
Right there,
it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting.
Maybe it takes away
I
from
think
her
it's
for
interesting.
Me.
It just makes her look like all her clothes are cheap.
It
does.
Maybe it wouldn't be a peg down if she didn't have that lisp.
Or maybe it's that color blonde hair that clashes
the
with
the blonde
it.
Does fuck it up.
Why is it? And it's like a black outline. It's just bad.
It's bad. She needs to go to...
Maybe it's the black outline that makes it so bad.
They need to do a crossover. She can go to a City of Ink. And oh, in Atlanta. Oh,
it's one tattoo.
Shit.
She better not go on Black
One
Ink
is
crew.
Enough. No, she can't go
she
on Black
She go on
Ink
Black,
crew.
Baby. They'll be shuffling her like a deck of cards if she go on Black Ink crew.
Duchess and shit.
Amina, get her ass whipped every single day on Black Ink
No,
crew.
She can't be on there what? For every episode.
What?
She can't be on there for one, let
Hell
alone a
Sky
full season.
Sky versus Amina. No. Are you crazy?
That's right by my house. It's always packed in there. Anytime I pass, literally
I always,
always
cross the street
packed.
When I walk by. I'm a little terrified. For real.
It's
I'd be
definitely
like, oh, it's
a
lit
hot
over
spot
there. I don't know what's happening.
Every day.
It's lit.
It's lit.
It's lit.
Lit, lit, lit.
So anyway, we just had to get that out to talk about some things that were fun and light so that we can now discuss what's really going on in the world today. So, Fran, I know you had mentioned something that we felt like we wanted to share with our viewers and actually open the discussion about. So why don't you go ahead and let them know what we want to talk about.
Well, one of the topics that we'd been thinking about talking about for a while, and then what really got us thinking about it even harder today was the case that happened this week. I really hope I'm saying her name correctly, but it was Janice Talton Jackson, a mother of two in Pittsburgh, who was killed after rejecting a man's advances at a bar. So I thought it was very important for us to get into the conversation of street harassment. Not only street harassment. I mean, this is the digital age. It happens online, too. Yep. You know, it's really nowhere where it's not happening. And it's something that women have been vocal about online. As if you're on Twitter, you see that there have been lots and lots of debates, usually accusing the victim. It's just a really big hot button issue, and I thought it would be a very valuable conversation for all of us to give our perspective on, and hopefully the listeners can send in their perspectives as well. And, you know, obviously leave your comments too so we can all go back and forth and learn as much as we can about this conversation. So I really hope I said her name correctly, but I just thought that, you know, in honor of that happening to her this week, that we would dedicate this show to street harassment conversation. So
something that we see all the time, specifically here in New York City.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
I mean, it's notorious for, you know, catcalling. So this is something that's really relevant, though, because especially here in New York City, we see this all the time done to not just women, but to men as well.
you know, I'm sure we all have been walking down the street or entered a club or something or whatever, just unwanted advances. You know what I mean? It happens all the time.
It's actually an interesting perspective because I don't know that I've seen very many men speaking up about being harassed.
Well, I'm sick of this shit. Let me tell you something, sister.
Really? I know that would be really interesting because I can't tell you a time I've heard a man speaking on it. Usually it's you know, our perspective online. So that would be really good to get into as well. I mean, I have so many stories that it's sad. Like, it's sad. It's a very, very scary thing. Like, I think the first time I actually ever dealt with being mugged, which is a whole different level of street harassment, was because a dude actually took me aside. And I was really young. I was probably only like 15 with my friends coming out of the A train on, I believe it was like 145th, or the C train, excuse me. And we were coming out. It was really early, maybe like 7 p.m. Had left, you know, playing sports in school. We're all headed to my friend's house to study. This really cute guy comes up to me, stops me. You know, he was being really aggressive, and I was young, so I, you know, I was a little anxious about it, but then I was like, oh, he's cute, which is stupid. And then he freaking pulled out a gun.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and put it to my stomach. My friends lost it. They just started crying immediately because it was like, oh, my God, like, this is not what we thought, you know. And he dragged me down the platform, and at that point, I was just like, listen, you're going to have to kill me. Because I'm not going with you anywhere. Because I just knew wherever he was going to take me was just, I wasn't going to get over it. So I was like, you're going to have to kill me right here. And he was so angry and aggravated that I was being difficult that he ended up just like pushing me. And then the train was coming. He knew people were going to get off. It was just going to make it harder for him, you know? So that was.
God damn.
Yeah. Like, so things get really, really scary with the sexual aggression and just things that are going to happen. So I just think it's like, I almost wish we could have call-ins so that we can hear from men that maybe have been like this, are like this, can give some insight. Like, what are you thinking? Because I feel the conversations get really aggressive online, but no conversation actually gets created because everyone is just so angry on both sides. But I just really wish we could have a dialogue. Like, what is going on with y'all? What are you thinking? When has that ever worked? I always wondered that. When a man yells at a woman, has that actually worked for you? Has it worked out for you? Has a woman, you know what I mean? Because the way that they yell. Like,
I don't know. I don't understand the logic behind any
right,
of that.
Like, who's going to stop for that? What makes you think I'm going
to,
like.
If you yell to get my attention.
Yeah,
like,
if we stop,
what?
It's out of fear. A lot of the time, I'm guilty of that. Now I don't do it. But when I was younger, I used to stop just out of fear. Because it was like, okay, if I don't stop, you know, in Harlem especially, I've had dudes throw shit at me, bottles.
What?
When you walk past them, your heart drops because you're just like, I don't know what is going to happen now that I can't see them, you know, and you just have to pray that you just get past the block. Like, it's a really scary feeling to walk through the street that way. And I don't think people are aware of how scary it is to be a woman walking down the street, especially when you're passing a group of men, to the point that you should cross the street. And that's sad.
That is sad.
That you have to, you know, walk on eggshells just to get home.
And just being like a male, that's why I always try to walk you home anyway.
Right,
not
exactly.
Not even knowing any of that happened, just like knowing how terrible catcalling is, especially in Harlem. Oh. I always say, let me walk Fran home because I've witnessed people just be aggressive, walk up on people, be like, yo, so what's up? You're not going to talk to me?
Right.
Like, why would I want to talk to a stranger that's standing right next to me?
Right.
It's like, I've never understood the aggression. I can understand trying to get someone's attention, maybe trying to say something, ease your way in, but just when that frustration hits and people just lose it in that one instant, that's
fragile,
not a selling point.
Fragile ego.
That's not a selling point. That's not going to make anyone want to talk to you, anyone want to be interested in you. So you're just showing what a dick you are and what an ass you are. And I don't understand why people do that shit. It just really bothers me.
It's just, I don't get who it's worked for.
That's
my problem with it all the time.
Yeah. The goal is to get the person to I guess, be open to being attracted to you or you being attracted to them. And I don't see how that
while you
that.
Yell at them, like,
yeah, or anything aggressive. That makes people like nervous and fear and, you know, fearful.
Of course.
And it comes in a lot of different forms too. Like, people can passively aggressively do things and, you know, put you in places in conversation where it's kind of like, say, you know, because this counts too. And this is something that really, like, I hate, because there's an opportunity there for you where you have to make, okay, so anyway, right? Like, sometimes people will know for a fact that you're not attracted to them. You mm-hmm. know, you're friendly with them and you're cordial and stuff, but you're not attracted to them. And they keep making advances toward you or asking you, you know, so why, when are we going to hook up? And they know that you're not attracted to them, like completely right. like out of the question, but they keep bullying you into this space where it's like, you either have to be an asshole and say, you know, hey, no, you know what I'm saying? I don't like you like that. I'm not attracted to you or whatever. Or you have to, like, kind of play it off or whatever. And it's just a really sucky place to be in. It happens online a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not so much from strangers. It's from people that you know.
Mm-hmm.
People who you've been around professionally or whatever. And they just keep pressing you, you know what I mean, and making advances. And they know that you're obviously, like, not even attracted to them.
Right.
But they do it. And it's there's a lot of different circumstances and factors involved that can make you... It really sucks when there is something about them or their appearance, you know, like maybe like a choice or decision that they've made, and it's not really your thing.
Like a tattoo on the neck.
Yes. Or, you know, whatever. And they feel like they just keep pressing you. And then if you say no, it's like, oh, well, you don't like me because I'm, you know, X, Y, Z.
Right.
And that may or may not be true. But even if it is true, so what? Like, nobody
That's
has to.
That's my decision.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
Leave
but
it
you
alone.
Look like the bad guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you turn them down. So all this shit is fucked up.
It is.
It is. And I think the hard part is, you know, when you never, like, for me, I can only speak for myself, obviously. I won't make any blanket statements for mm-hmm. all women. But in my experience, it puts me in a hard position a lot of the times, even if it's in the workplace, on the street, digital, whatever the case. You want to be nice because you're, you know, I'm a nice person.
Right.
But it's easy for that to be misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
So if I smile at someone, then the next thing is, oh, you know, so we should link. And it's just like, come on. Like, you know, like, even today when I came here to the studio, there was a different guard downstairs
yes,
that I'd never
yes.
seen
yes.
before. And so when he goes to take my ID, he's like writing my name into the list and he's like saying my name, like, oh, Francesca. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's very pretty. And, you know, at that point, I'm like, bro, I just want to get upstairs. Like, I just wonder, why is it that it's like, you don't miss an opportunity. Some men will not miss an opportunity.
I hope you snatched your ID, buddy. I hope you snatched it and made it pop on his fingers.
Right. Like, I just, I did kind of grab it and go, because I just was like, bro, I'm not doing this. Like, I already see where you're trying to head with the Francesca.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, it's just like, come on, man. Like, I'm
like,
here working. Have some respect.
Like,
Yeah, and have some respect. Like, I'm a professional. You see, if I'm going up to this studio, I'm here to work.
Right.
I'm not here to hang. I'm not here to be
right.
someone for you to, you know, sexualize and objectify while I'm trying to fucking sign in to go
right.
to work. Like, relax. And I wonder, why is it that people always have to take an opportunity? Like, why are people so pressed?
I'm all about
relax.
Like, yes. I'm all about taking the opportunity to express, you know, my adoration for someone, right? I'm all about that. But there's a way, there's tact. And there's finesse involved and timing. There's a time and a place for everything.
Right.
Plus, kind of fill it out. You know, if the chemistry that you feel when you're near somebody, if you're attracted to them, you know if it's mutual or not. You know. You
and
also
I feel
know,
like that's what's lacking.
Yeah.
It's like an emotional intelligence
yep.
that people are I lacking think- where they make up the connection. They pretend it's there
yeah.
or they see what's not. It's like, dude,
yeah,
you know
it,
you didn't feel
it's
that
some
from me.
Shit. Well, maybe no, it's like some shit.
Because like you say, like how you say you know, I think some people don't know or they think that they know something. It's like, you don't know, actually.
Because it's not.
Because it's not. Like, you smiling might just be manners and politeness, but they might be like, oh, this is step
That's
one.
That's my end.
That means she wants my number. Like, she smiled at me. And it's like, you try to do these different equations and sciences. It's like, you need to take it back to basics and make sure that that's what's happening before you move to the next step. But people, I think it's like a fight or flight reaction. Like, when I'm in a a hard place, it's hard for me to know how to react. So when you're in a place where you think someone is accepting you, even if that's not what's happening, I think that it's like that give an inch, take a mile thing. People think, oh, she smiled at me, so I'm going to take the whole nine.
And that is crazy to me.
All right, let me take another baby step and actually feel this out.
Yeah, and Dustin and Asante usually have to see how I always have to be the one to finesse things. Like, when a dude comes around us, mm-hmm. I can't even smile or look in a direction because 2 minutes later, they're handing me their phone. And I'm like, what? I don't know you.
That's
what do you?
My big brother stone activate. Right?
And then, you know, Dustin and Santi always have to help me try to kind of get out of it, like walk past and push me. Like, we have to always figure out a way to finesse, and I hate that feeling. Why can't I just be a woman in the room?
It is unfair.
Yeah. Why can't I just be a woman in the room? Like, why can't I introduce myself to you? Why can't I smile out of because I just feel like smiling because I'm having a fucking great day? It doesn't mean that I want to go to dinner with you. And I really think there's, like you said, it's an emotional intelligence that's missing. I know when someone's feeling me and I know when I'm feeling them back.
Thank you.
And it's usually very organic how it rolls in. You just start talking calmly. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be all up in my face. I don't have to be all up in yours. Even on the street. I know the street is tricky because a lot of us women are on edge at this point because we deal with so much harassment all day long. So I get it. It's hard for a man that is just genuinely interested to come up to us at this point because you're probably number 33, you know, on the block since I've from my house to the 3 train. Like, so I get it. It's slim, but you know, that's just how life is. Like, I just feel like people just don't have to take every opportunity to holler at someone. Like, relax. True. You know, I think that's probably the other conversation.
So would you encourage people to not? Because I think that people don't even realize, and just this one aspect, when you are commuting in New York City, how hard it is regularly. So I can't even imagine as a woman to deal with a regular-ass commute on right. top of having to talk to X amount of people in a day to say no with all the
all
regular
day.
Shit that goes in. Like, I could not even imagine. So do we need to implement Don't Bother Me 2016?
I don't even know what the right thing to say because I don't want to say that and then another woman right. be like, speak for yourself.
Oh, absolutely. It's just hard to even know
you
how
know,
to tell
I'm
people.
Not going
to
tell a man. I just think it's honestly, it's a case-by-case situation.
I
you got to just kind of feel it out. I know for me, I'm at a point, obviously now I'm not looking at anyone. I have to save myself real quick. But I know for me, let's say I am so used to having a wall up at this point and saying no, that you could be the finest person on earth, you could come up to me kindly and I'm most likely still gonna say no just because I'm just like, no, like I'm
that
not
bubble.
Stopping for you in the street. And I think it's crazy how, yeah, you'll be wearing headphones and the dude is still motion. Yeah, like with his rubbing
throwing
his hand all
in
your
face.
I'm like, bro. Like,
standing right in front of you while you're trying to walk by. Like, no.
I remember being at the gym. I'm on the treadmill, okay?
Oh, no,
I'm
dangerous.
On the treadmill. Why are you tapping my shoulder? I could fall and kill myself. Like, why couldn't you wait? Even though I still think hollering at someone at the gym is doing the most, but if it really was important to you, why couldn't you just wait? You knew I was getting off the time. It said the time on the treadmill. Give me 5 minutes, bro.
You know what he should have did? You want me to tell you what he should have
did? Oh, my God.
and tell us if this wins you over.
Right.
All right, I got to use my voice, right?
It's going to be foolproof.
So,
if you listen,
what he should have done
mm-hmm.
was kind of just felt it out, got on a nearby treadmill, and grabbed 2 towels, right?
Oh, my God.
And so put one of the towels up, right? Used one for himself and kind of like, you know, worked out on the treadmill and kind of kept an eye on you too. And right when you finished and turned the machine off, he could have turned his off, not abruptly, but turned his off and then been like, I grabbed you the towel because I saw you on the treadmill and I was about to get on too. So this is for you. I'm Dustin and I just think you're really beautiful. I just wanted you to know that. I didn't want to interrupt your workout. So maybe we see each other around again. I don't know if you come here all the time, but I do. So that was for you. That's all he had to do. That's all he had to do.
Okay, I'm not
see what
mad
I'm saying?
At that.
It's a way.
Come on, Dustin's etiquette class.
It's
you know,
a way.
Hello.
It's a way to get it.
And I think the key
mm-hmm.
to the major key
come
to
on,
that was
on,
that you were patient.
Yep.
And you weren't impressed about needing me to pay attention to you right this moment. You
yep.
were like, listen, I'm going to throw it out there.
Yep.
Catch it if you want. Maybe you need time. And honestly, that's what it comes down to. Like, just be easy. Like I said, I can only speak for myself, but I have never given in to a man that made me feel like I didn't have another choice. Like,
yeah, what is that?
Like, that's not a good feeling.
Can we just talk about ultimatums in general? Like, that's just not
It's a weird energy. It's like, why would you want to pressure someone into, like, you know, doing anything with you? It's just an odd thing to want. And that's why when I see these men on the street, you know, and then every woman has been through the whole, like, you walk past him and he's like, well, you ugly bitch. Then nobody wants you. No,
it's
your
hair,
like,
not even done.
You know, they start cracking on what you're wearing or your hair. It's just like, really.
It's like you're literally standing there doing nothing.
You just stopped me, though. So my,
right.
You know, corny outfit, right. Like you liked it 2 seconds ago. And now suddenly, because it didn't work for you, you know. And so I would love to hear, like, where do you guys think this aggression, though, like, where is that coming from?
I think it comes from a couple different things. I think that sometimes people, I think it's a mental illness, first of all. Anybody that thinks that it's okay to be aggressive like that when they approach somebody, something is wrong with you. Second of all, I think that people sometimes know that a person is out of their league or out of their reach,
and they want the
interaction, and so they start fucking with you, period. And the aggression and the mean nature is rooted in that because they already feel, I guess, like less of, or less than, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so they kind of just spit out this aggression or whatever. I think it's rooted in that. It's some crazy shit. It has to be. Because like we said prior, why else, like if you're trying to get with somebody, why would you be something that is not desirable?
You know
what I mean? Mm-hmm. Why would you be something that is off-putting mm-hmm. or offensive? You know what I mean? And wrong as fuck. Why would you do that? So it's definitely some off-mental type shit that makes people do that. I don't like nobody touching me. I'm just going to tell you. And this happens to men a lot.
It does.
That's so
people
fascinating.
People love touching
this
men.
This is like a perspective I clearly have not heard.
Fran, I promise you. Like people like to touch men. They grab our butts. They yep. grab our penises.
And this is women and men doing this, right?
Yes.
Right. I know. I've seen women in the workplace.
Yeah. It's women yep. and men. Because
women
it.
Almost feel like it's funny. You know,
yeah.
I've seen
especially,
it.
Especially but that shit ain't funny. You but, know what I'm saying? Don't. Touch me. So I've been in several altercations. I've gotten into full-blown fist fights because people have touched me inappropriately.
Wow.
And I don't react well to that. Hmm. So, like, okay, so forget it. This, we're just going to tell the story, right?
Let's hear it. Let's do it.
This is the friend zone.
Yeah.
So last week, I was in a bar here in New York City, and somebody walked up to me and, like, touched, like, the side of, like, my ab, like, put their hand on, like, the side of, like, my stomach, like, my abdomen,
mm-hmm.
and, like, towards my waist, like, and was moving. I could feel that they were about to start moving their hand, like, somewhere else. So I grabbed the wrist, you know what I mean? And I, like, threw it off. I was like, don't touch me. You know what I'm saying? And I hate
shit.
Being, I was, the full disclosure, I was in a white bar, you know, really the only black guy there. I didn't want to be, you know, overly aggressive and shit, but I didn't want nobody fucking touching me.
Right.
And so they walked off. Came back.
And this
obviously,
is a stranger.
Complete and total.
Wow.
Obviously, they were drunk. So they came back. Well, I just wanted to know, like, and leaned on, like, fell on me and grabbed, like, my chest and shit. Before I knew it, I was by myself at the place where I always tell you.
I know that's where
you
were.
I
was about to say.
So before I knew it, I had grabbed his arm. You know what I'm saying?
So you can't go back.
I grabbed his arm and I, like, threw him, like, up against the bar.
Shit.
You know what I mean? Because he was, like he kept fucking touching me in a way that I was it was a total stranger. We're in a bar. I don't know what anything could happen. Crazy shit happens.
Of course.
Don't mm-hmm. touch me. And so before I knew it, I reacted without really thinking. You know what I mean? It was, mm-hmm. like, a big thing or whatever. And so, but that just, it happens. It happens a lot. Women do it all the time
wow,
to me.
Yeah.
All the time. When we're at shows. When we're at different
grabbing
things.
Grabbing your chest.
My everything mm-hmm. that I got.
Yeah.
And so
I've seen
they
that.
Grab shit I didn't even know I had. So, like, so they do it. And I think it's a challenge because they feel like, well, I can be the one that's going, you know. It gets deep. There's a lot of levels to this.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, disrespect is disrespect. And
right.
inappropriate touching and conduct and conversation is inappropriate, and I don't like it, so I don't do it. I'm very forward, so I don't mind approaching. I like to approach, you know, but there's a way that you have to do that shit. Like,
right.
And y'all know what y'all doing when you do it.
And how do you feel when people bring up the point, the two points that I see people bring up the most is, well, what was she wearing, or what were you wearing, or why, or what were you doing to be provocative, you know? And because that's, of course, it always goes back to the woman or back to the victim, instead of people being accountable for their oversexed minds. You know, they'll be quicker to say that you did something to trigger
them.
You
provoked that.
Right. You provoked it because you wanted it by addressing, like, X, Y, and Z.
Like, clearly you were, like, because I'm sure people are listening. They might think to themselves, they might be, oh, well, Dustin always wears them low-cut V-necks or something.
Right. That's actually a good example. It's like, okay, so you wear these shirts that show your chest. So you clearly want the attention. You know, that's what people are going to assume.
But that's where they get it wrong. And that's why you shouldn't assume things. Mm-hmm. Because right. I no, like for sure. how I look in it. That's why I wore
for
it.
For you.
I didn't wear it, you know, for the attention. Now, that is fun. But that's not why, you know, that's not why I, that wasn't the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck? We all supposed to walk around in cloaks and, you know, like fucking like hobbits.
Right.
Because we can't, like, we can't show no skin. What the fuck? Like, why can't we be sexy? And that's exactly why I'm having my nigga stroll, like how Amber Rose had her slut walk. I'm going to have a nigga stroll. We all going to wear basketball shorts. We going to wear basketball shorts with no underwear. And we going to wear gray sweats with no underwear and Nike slides and wife beaters.
And tell people and not to objectify.
No means no. Don't objectify me.
Flat no, but I hate that. Bro. I hate that people feel that way. Because first of all, when I see men in basketball shorts in the summertime or without their shirts, I'll look.
You'd be like, right.
Yeah, but I don't mean I'm going to go up to him and say something about it. And I'm not, most definitely not going to grab him. Because if that's the, Asante's making faces over here. Because if that's the case, that says more about my lack of respect for people.
Exactly.
Than it does about the fact that he's half naked. And I think that's the biggest problem. It's about you. You are the one that is acting inappropriately. No matter if the girl walked out in a freaking, you know,
Pasties
bathing suit.
And a G-string.
Yeah, like, okay, you can see what she looks like and admire it, but that's about it. You know, leave it alone. And I think that that's the biggest problem that I have with men always pushing it on what. It's not just men. I've seen a lot of women too co-signing that sentiment about it being what you're wearing.
That's
that
bullshit.
Goes, yeah, and that goes back to sexual abuse stories too that you see online where people are like, oh, but what are you wearing? Okay, so I asked to be raped or molested or, you know, it's like, are you hearing what you're saying?
Nobody takes into consideration how you just want to feel a certain way or look a certain way or how it just might be the shit. Like, if you wear a costume or something, there are, like, multitudes of reasons why you could just be wearing, hell, just a G-string and pastries. And if it just boils down, pasties. I felt like G-string and pastries.
Even pastries. If you got Cinnabons on your titties,
if you got
it still ain't an excuse. Yeah.
And you outside with the cherry on top.
Patty pies on your...
Patty pies on your thighs, damn it. It don't matter, you know?
You should be able to do whatever the fuck you want. And it just boils down to, it's elementary to just run up on somebody and scream at them and shit. If you ran up on your mom, if you're like, hey, mom, she going to tell you shut the hell up. Right. She not going to give you what you want. So if you yell at a woman in the street, hey, yo, ma.
What makes you think?
It's supposed to tell you to shut the hell up because
exactly.
You're supposed to shut the hell up.
And
I don't
actually,
think people take that back.
And that it's is basic. Actually the best, the next point I wanted to bring. What do you think about it being something that started with the mom? Because I've seen men say, okay, granted, you know, it's a culture of rape. It's rape culture. It's this misogynist mentality. It's coming from men, and a lot of them don't want to be accountable for it. And then there are a lot of women that co-sign it. But a lot of men have said it also starts with women, though, because it's our moms that didn't put these things into us to teach us how to respect women, because they're the first women they love, the first women that are their role models and that they respect are their moms. So it goes right back to it being the woman's fault.
Yeah, I think that's bullshit.
That is
because
bullshit.
First of all, my mother didn't, father didn't teach me how to do a lot of shit that I'm good at doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that doesn't
emotional
mean that,
intelligence.
Yeah, like that doesn't, that, no, that's complete bullshit. You know damn well that what you're doing is completely inappropriate and wrong. And you did it anyway, and you're grown. And so it has nothing to do with, well, my mama didn't teach me how to respect women. So how do you know what you're doing is disrespectful then, dumbass?
Boom.
So it don't have nothing to do with that.
Right.
Like,
it's a
that's
choice.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
And don't be grabbing my stuff in my gray sweats either. I'm sick of that shit.
When I'm at work, especially because I've lost some weight, the girls I work with be squeezing my butt. And it's fine, but like,
if you squeeze theirs, you'll get fired.
I think about that. Even as like a black gay man, it's so hard. And in a restaurant where people, you already have to battle with a multitude of things. I had a table the other night, like a white man like touch me. Like, I don't like being touched in the club. Just, I hate it being packed. So when you are touching me in an empty restaurant, there is an issue and I have. He was touching the small of my back for a demonstration of whatever the fuck. And I almost blacked out. Like, I remember thinking to myself, I'm about to lose my job.
Oh, my God. Because
I'm standing at this table with this man and he's sitting there with his mom, by the way, having dinner. And he touched my back, like, smooth stroked my back to talk about some shit. And then when I said something to him later about it, I was like, sir, just, like, in the future, you shouldn't put your hands on people. I just was not comfortable with you putting your hands on me. I realized that there actually was something a little off with him. Not to say that he was mentally ill, but I felt very uncomfortable because after I said that to him, he said, well, if you're standing there and I have to do something, then I'm going to do it.
What? That was his response?
And it really took me to how people just do whatever the fuck they want to do, even when they know that shit is wrong. That's why men all day will catcall, even though they know that shit is wrong. They will do it a multitude of times, and they will get themselves upset from all the rejection and just put that out there somehow. And I hate that. It's annoying as fuck.
And that's the biggest thing.
So annoying.
You are upset. You are aggressive. You're angry. You're clearly reacting because the shit isn't working.
Right.
Stop.
Right.
Stop.
Message.
Hello. If this was something that was good and healthy and progressive for your life, it would feel right and you'd have results.
Okay.
You're on the street pissed because we don't want to hear it. And you know damn well it's not working for you. So what's the point of doing it again every day, day in and day out? Like, when do you stop? You know, and
calling.
It's just so weird to me. I know a lot of men that I've asked, like, what is that shit? Because I know men that have done it. And they were like, oh, you know, you just have to grow out of it. Like, it's a thing. And I'm just like, I don't know.
No goddamn thing.
a thing
like
that'll
get you fucked up. That's
right.
What it is.
You need to get punched.
That's one of them
good
things.
Mm-mm.
I don't like that shit.
I don't either.
But then I have to admit, because, like, I'm flirtatious, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even when you were just telling that story about, you know, somebody touching the small of your back,
mm-hmm.
I do that.
Like, right.
I touch the small of backs.
Like, right.
You know, sometimes and shit. But I don't think I've ever. And now that you say that, like, I'm thinking, like, well,
doing
damn,
it prematurely.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
because I'm a touchy-feely person, too. I'm a flirt.
Yeah.
When I like someone, I'm probably my hands in the arms.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
you start when you like someone, you touch their abs a little bit.
Yeah.
And their chest. Like, I'm the same way, but I'm also very patient.
Me, too.
That's
I
right.
don't just come at you the first day I meet
That's
you.
That's right. You see the
touching
signs.
On you. I wait. Hopefully, maybe it's the next couple of times that I see you, if it's a flow, if something's going on. You know, the thing is, you know. When
Thank
somebody
you.
Wants you, because there's
but,
no question.
But they don't. I think that's the problem, because people in certain situations are rejected so much of the time.
That they're like,
that they
blind
they
to
don't
it
actually
at this
know
point.
When the right thing is happening. Probably because they're getting so far away from the right thing happening. They're just saying, I'm going to own this. This is what's happening for me now. And it's
exactly
like,
exactly what it
that's
is.
That's not what that means, but they lack that intelligence. They've been rejected so many times, they don't know anymore, maybe.
Man.
They better
up.
Chill out, because it's a lot of open carry shit going on and gun permits and shit nowadays.
Right.
Shit like, you,
okay.
that you can really get hurt, you know,
yes.
fucking with people now.
For sure.
So you really have
Look
to be
this.
Careful and, like, think about what you're doing.
And
you
I'm
know?
So sad for the young lady that passed.
God bless
just,
her family
you know,
and her children.
Going out to a bar, like, it should not be like that. And I saw a video, I think it was a Vine or something, of a girl running out of a store because the dudes were like harassing her, and people were like laughing, you know, in the video. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yo, people don't even understand how scary that shit is. It is not funny. I understand when you push it on Vine and it goes on the internet,
right.
People are gonna laugh, but it's really not funny. It's
nerve-wracking. Your sister, your
you
mama
know,
or
your mom getting run out of a
your
store
niece.
Like that. You don't understand. Every time I walk out of my building, I literally have to take a deep breath because it's like, you
here
just
we go.
Don't, it's, here we go.
I have helped strangers out of fear for them. Like, there have been women on the train getting yelled at. And, you know, you don't know what anybody is going through. But when a man is yelling at you on the train and you just trying to go home, it looks so uncomfortable. And this man is just yelling, like, yo, ma, I know you hear me.
Right.
You over there acting fake. So I went and sat next to her. And I was like, I don't want to be weird with you, but, like, if you just need somebody here, like, I am here to help you. And she was like, thank you. If you could just sit here next to me. And the man got off at the next stop. I don't even think it was his stop. He just got off, and she was like, thank you so much. And I was like,
and you don't know what you did for her. I wish more men would stand up, say something.
I was sad.
If you see, I know it's scary because if a man's being aggressive, you most likely don't want to involve yourself. But you got to say something if you see a man being crazy on the street. Like, you have to say something because it's just an awful position for us to be in.
And do it. Actually, no. I am always going to say something.
You know, I'm open. Like, my mouth.
I don't want to tell everybody else out there to do it. I know it's scary to ask y'all that,
but it's important.
But I am always going to say something. There have been many an instance, even on a train with, never mind. I just know for sure that if you say something to somebody and you are a man talking to another man, sometimes they will back the fuck down. And it's
a lot of the time
ridiculous. It's ridiculous that you say that you are a man and you talk to a woman a certain way. And then the moment another man engages you, you just don't say anything.
Suddenly you have nothing.
I have
all
never
that
seen
bark.
Such bullshit in my life. It's terrible.
Yeah, I think it's important for more men to step up. Because I've walked past crews and other men have seen men talking to me crazy and just laugh. You know, they'll just laugh like it's funny. It's really is a street culture at this point. And I know I saw like a video where they were asked, like, remember it was a video that went viral with a girl walking on the street and it was showing how many men she had to deal with in like a 24-hour span. And it was crazy to see that, but it was also crazy how when they were asking the men after, they were just like, oh, you know, women are used to it. Like, that was like the common response. Like, it's like, yeah, that's just kind of what comes with the territory if you walk past us. And I hate that that's been normalized because it doesn't feel normal every time I walk past a group of guys, ever. You know, as old as I am, as old as it's been happening, as many years it's been happening, it never feels normal.
Never.
And I wish we could figure out a way to fucking cut that out. But fellas, if you're listening and you know that you do that shit, stop. Grow up. There are a lot of beautiful women on the street. I feel you. I get it. I understand. But that doesn't mean you need to sleep with all of them. That doesn't mean you need all of them. Be respectful. Just be easy. No one is going to want you if you're looking like a crazy man chasing us. That's not going to set a good impression. It's not going to make me want to date you. Nope. It's not going to make me want to know more about you. And chances are you could probably be an awesome man if you just relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, try something new. How about that?
All that awesomeness that you want to give to that young lady.
Yeah.
She is
getting lost
going
in
to
that aggression.
That.
Try something new, bro.
No one is ever going to receive anything if you are going to yell at them, if you are going to try to bash it into their head. You have never wanted to eat at a restaurant because someone sat there to spoon feed it to you. You've wanted to go because you've wanted it.
Right.
That do so sound think about lit, that.
It depends on what it is. I thought about that as I was saying.
And who it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't necessarily want, you know.
Anyway.
Honey Boo Boo Mama spoon feeding me. You know what I'm saying?
That's but another one that got to go.
It's a couple people who I would look, you know.
Oh, ooh, my Lord.
Offer me a shrimp or two. You know what I'm saying?
But anyway, all of that is said to say that y'all need to get some act right in y'all system. Be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I try to tell y'all, be encouraged, be open-minded, be respectful.
And have some emotional intelligence, man. That's
have
the
some.
Key term of the day.
And you know what? Emotional intelligence doesn't just fall under this particular thing. It can just tackle a plethora of things. If you feel like you are lacking, email into the friend zone and we will give you clarity.
Yes, hit us up actually. If you're a young man, an older man, whatever, just hit us up with some perspective. Let us make this the question for next week so we can start breaking down these conversations in a real way because it's very important to have. So hit us up, be honest, be anonymous, let us know why you do it.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
If you
let's
do
figure
do it,
this
I
out.
Do want to, yeah. I do want to, like, and
send
I'm not going to
send us perspective.
Curse
it's not even to knock you. It's for us to figure this out.
To understand why you did it since you're stopping doing it.
Right, hopefully.
Tell us why you used to do it.
Right, right. Salvation.
Because you're doing it in front of me. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm just letting you know
okay,
right now.
Mardi Gras style.
Okay.
I'm going to beat your ass on the train.
Mardi Gras.
Yes. Shout out, man. I love Atlanta. Forever I love Atlanta.
Show the people who Mardi Gras is, Asante.
If you are not familiar with Mardi Gras, please go to YouTube and type in Marta, that's MARTA. That stands for Moving Africans rapidly through Atlanta. No, it's Central Metro.
What?
No,
it's, yo, I was
that's
like,
what they used
what?
To call that shit back in the day. They probably still say that. Marta was so
mad.
So mad. Anyway, Marta Girl is a young black woman, or was a young black woman, maybe she's grown as hell now, who unfortunately, and it's sad to laugh at this knowing better now, she suffered from bipolar disorder. Mm. And so
but
she,
we ain't know all that when we watched
we did
the
not
video.
Know all of yeah. that. We didn't know I didn't know
we
any
ain't
of
know
that
all that. You know
when
saying?
I watched the video yeah. because you know it was the internet early stages of the YouTube people and their editing,
the editing
the age of the remix of the YouTube video all that shit. Marta Girl went off on an old, old woman, like somebody's grandmother, maybe great grandmother.
For no reason.
For no reason. Like, legit started going in on her. So somebody stuck up for this old woman because it's an old lady, you
of
know?
Of course.
And so they said something to her. And so she literally starts to rap, sing, talking about, I'ma beat your ass on this train. We on a mart, I'm finna do my thing. Mm-hmm. And the line, the winner, you thought I couldn't freestyle mm-hmm. on you, boo? Like, mm-hmm. Marta Girl had bars.
She was fucking insane.
She was.
Y'all
but,
messed
but
with
go
that.
Look that up just to take a trip down memory lane. There were a ton of different remixes. It was my ringtone for a moment.
No,
but,
not your ringtone.
I would be interested
Asante.
To talk to Marta Girl in 2016.
I would have pushed her out the train doors. I ain't even going to lie.
I'm,
like,
listen.
At the next stop, I would have been like, foop. And then, like, just pushed her ass out on the platform.
You know, because that was
blocked
an old...
the door. For real.
You know, because I was an old-ass black woman in Atlanta, like, she, Marta Girl was sent for. Like, her family, the lady's family was, like, looking for her, threatening
I bet
her
they
mom.
Were.
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Your grandmama.
I would have, too, actually.
Your grandmama.
If that had been
yeah.
my mom.
Hello.
Oh. No.
Oh, I'm on the next flight.
Right.
It's going down. Basement.
Well, let's jump into this week's wellness segment now that we Ooh. Got our...
Well.
a lot of you were hitting me up saying, Fran, that Aztec healing clay from my feet was amazing. Now you all have soft feet. I'm so happy that it's been working well for you. And the apple cider vinegar has been working well for those of you with odor. A lot of you have eaten. Asante's agreeing with me.
I was
a lot
about
of
the
you,
shot in the morning, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. A lot of you have been saying that it helped for your odor problems. So now the third problem that you guys are like, okay, so my feet don't stink. My feet are soft. But Fran, help me with these corns. What do I do about these corns? So my remedy for corns, you need to get some Epsom salt in your life. What is that? It's
some
minerals. It's minerals that have magnesium, which a lot of us are deficient of just because of stress, environmental factors. So it's actually nice to replenish your body with these minerals. It helps you with things like stress, with muscle soreness. It's great if you're someone who works out and need that boost with your muscles, need to relax. There's a lot of amazing emotional benefits, but today we're going to be a little vain and just use it for just straight up beauty benefits. You can put soak your feet in warm water, put about half a cup of the Epsom salt in it. Because it is a mineral, it's, you know, it's nice and grainy. It feels like a salt. You can rub it on your feet and exfoliate. It's like a natural, what is it? I never know if it's pumice or pumice.
Pumice.
Pumice. Mm-hmm. I always say pumice. It's a pumice stone.
Like pumas.
Pumas, right? It's a pumice stone. It's natural. You know, it's a natural version. I guess you can say a puma stone.
And that's who need it. Puma on Black Ink Crew. That's who need a puma
Stop
stone.
Stop it.
Go ahead.
So the pumice stone, it's like a natural version of it. It's really moisturized, so it's not going to cut you. But obviously, you don't want to be too harsh on your skin because it is a coarse grain. So you want to still take your time with it, but you're going to exfoliate, the parts where you have calluses, which is usually underneath in your heels and your by your toes. And then you're going to also gently exfoliate the part with the corn. Now, what the salt is going to do is that it's going to moisturize it. And if you keep doing this on a regular basis, I say 2 to 3 times a week should be fine. I've seen people say twice a day, but I personally think that that's way too much. Take Damn. Your time with it. Yeah, I think that's hardcore.
Yeah.
Take your time with it 2-3 times a week.
That's if you got a cob, not just corns. That's if you got a cob.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
2-3 times a day, goddammit. Morning, noon, and night. Go ahead.
So you're going to want to gently exfoliate. This is going to soften the corns over time. So like I said, this is going to be a gradual process. This is not an overnight solution. But you guys know shortcuts never work. Over here on the Friend Zone, we give you long-lasting results. But this is going to soften it. So now after it's softened, now once your feet are dry, you've taken them out, you don't want to soak for more than like 25 minutes. That's good enough with a half cup of the Epsom salt. I will post the link, of course, where you guys can get it right under the SoundCloud directly. It's the one that I use. Then now the second part that you need moisture. Now, honestly, any moisture will work. There's nothing specific. You can use whatever lotion and creams, but the key is the moisture. Now, what I suggest, because I've seen amazing results, is using castor oil on your feet because it's so thick, it lasts longer. Mm. So if you get out of the soak, put castor oil and rub it, especially around the calluses and the corns, and then put on some socks, some nice warm socks that heat's going to generate. It's going to soften it even more. I'm telling you guys, I tell you, within a month of doing this 2 to 3 times a week, you are going to see that the corns are just kind of going to start, you know, softening up. They're going to, the little hill that it's created is going to come start coming down, and it's going to be life changing. You have to remember what corns are. Corns is your body's form of protection because it's an area on your feet that is just dealing with too much pressure. Usually from tight shoes. Dustin has a joke in his spirit. I see it. So while they're ugly, yes, I know they're unsightly, especially in the summertime. You want to wear your pretty sandals, your nice feet. But I know it's rough to deal with, but you have to understand that you have created this environment for your feet. It's just, it's almost like your foot has created armor for itself. Oh, my God. I can't.
So in other words, if you out there with a Chevrolet foot, you need to get you some motherfucking Epsom salts, flat out. Now, Fran didn't say it the nice way. I'm just going to tell you. If your foot has full coverage insurance, okay?
No,
if,
so
you, if your feet get an oil change, you need to get you some Epsom salts, okay? If you have a corn field, okay? If your family was referred to as children of the corn when you was growing up, okay? If your toes look like capital M's,
he gonna give them,
you know
to
what I'm saying? Okay? The valleys and the hills. If your toes look like a new, look like a city skyline, get some Epsom salts and use them. We tired.
See, you know what? You the reason that people are going to scrape themselves with that salt, and she trying to tell them not to, because they're going to be, I need to get this corn off.
Go on and cut the toe off. No, it'll grow back. No,
be gentle, guys. Be gentle. And I'm so
use some steel wool.
And obviously, if you heat up the castor oil, that's going to really generate some really deep penetrating moisture, which is what we're looking for. So like I said, it's armor that your feet have created to protect your nerves, because all this pressure can create serious problems with your nerves. You don't want to do that. So your body is just protecting itself. So aside from this beauty technique, you also keep in mind, don't do that to your body. I know we want to be in these cute shoes, but figure out shoes that fit better. You know, I know it's hard because I remember the days when I used to club and the shoes were cute and they fit, but you know, if you're in them for a couple hours, they're gonna jack your feet up. It just happens. Ooh. But just be mindful of what you're doing to your feet, what corns and calluses actually mean for your body.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a deeper message. It's an alert system. And then use that beauty technique and let me know, you know, keep me updated, all of you. I love, 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 love when you guys send me feedback. Like I said, if
pictures.
It works, if yeah, I don't know if I want to see pictures.
I'm
but
just saying, because I don't want to see them.
I'll take your word for it. But
I'll
you
take
know,
your word too, not pictures.
So right, especially not Snapchats, you guys. I already see them coming.
No, I'm not doing
Snapchat. Snapchat Asante your corns, y'all. Hey Asante on
please,
Snapchat.
Go ahead. I will not be opening
Snapchat
any
Snapchat
of those.
Your corns.
Y'all is
corns.
So funny. But I hope that this works. Like I always say, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a guru. These are just things that have worked for me and for the people around me. So I have to share. And if it doesn't work for you, if it does work, let me know either way, because this is how we can continue to grow and be fly and glow up. So
yeah.
That is the wellness segment
on,
for this week, right?
Boom.
Let's jump into the icebreaker. What you got for us today, Asante?
Oh, so I had a really good one I was thinking about. So you watch a lot of movies. Did you watch movies last season? You know, I know you don't have a TV, so. No,
yeah, but
playing.
I have Netflix.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
If you could be on any Netflix show that just came out right now, what would it be? Because I feel like so much shit, well, not even Netflix, anything that came out, I'll just go ahead and give you the full, like it could be a TV show, like would you be on Celebrity Big Brother UK or?
No, I wouldn't be very fun. Like anytime they pan the camera on me, I'd just be in a corner reading.
So like,
I'd be like, this bitch is so boring.
No, nah, they're going to break you out of that. They're not going to let that happen. Oh, so like for me, you were talking about Jessica Jones. So
oh, yeah. I just got into it. Shout out to Shameless Maya. She stays putting me on all the binge shows that she watches. Right?
So I'm not going to ruin the show, but like there's a character on there, you know, the black man.
Mm-hmm.
If they get like a season two, I would want to be like his brother or cousin that come on there.
I can see that.
And like have my own powers and shit.
That's hella cute.
Like, you a super? I'm a super too. Why ain't seeing your ass? Like, we just like have a whole like super fighting shit.
Oh, I like that. I want to be on Jessica Jones. I want to have some kind of like chakra power. Yeah, right? Wouldn't that be cool?
You already got it. You don't need to be on the show.
You can make
a
motherfucker calm down.
Right. That's like, your that should be my superpower. Like if someone is off or feeling aggressive or wanting to kill, I just stand next to them and like light up all their chakras.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a cute. Okay, those of you that do animation and cartoons and stuff, can you make that?
Yes.
That's so cute.
That would be so cute.
That's a really cute idea, and that'll be a cool way to introduce kids to chakras.
Make them look real cunt and cute.
And that's who need them badass kids. Need their ass whooped with their chakras all over the goddamn place.
Oh my God, could you imagine Fran as a mom be like, you better stop that before I come align them chakras.
Her kids wouldn't even be bad. She done so much healthy shit. Her Fran's kids gonna come out well behaved.
You never know. I might be the one like, to get them opposite little.
That's true.
Come over and they hanging upside down in the shower.
You think Fran gonna have like a fucking Jaden Smith and she end up with a damn.
You know.
Yo,
with an Azalea Banks telling me to shut up.
Or a Tila Tequila.
Oh my God, a flat earther.
Let me tell you something.
What would you be on?
Oh, okay, because you know I was about to go off about this.
Stop you.
I caught you right on that flat earth shit. Like, you got to be the dumbest motherfucker this side of creation to think that the earth is flat.
But I was trying to mess with Dustin. I was like, but have you been to space? All you know is what we've been seeing. Dustin was like, that's cool and all, friend.
I'm like, but ain't no motherfucker walking. Don't tell me that the earth is you. That's like Portia Williams, stupid ass, thinking that the Underground Railroad was an actual locomotive, like a train. Did you know that, friend?
What are you talking about?
Portia Williams. They
Can I give you background on Portia Williams?
And I know how she is.
And you know
sort
how,
of.
You know
yeah.
who her, like her grandfather? She's like Atlanta.
Jose Williams, civil rights legend. Give the background.
Yeah, she's like the granddaughter, great granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
One of the two. Yeah, granddaughter of this legend. Even had the nerve in a couple seasons after this incident to say, like, I remember being young and out there on the lines with them, blah, blah, blah. But is not aware that the Underground Railroad
Fran,
is not...
listen to this, Fran.
She thought it was a train.
Fran, they were in Savannah. Go ahead.
They were in Savannah and they were... Have you been to Savannah before? We should go.
No,
nice.
I haven't.
They're taking a tour on...
I've never really wanted to walk through plantations.
Yeah, not my thing.
Well, if you ever feel like walking through plantations and learn about some things, you should go where they went.
Right.
And they're literally in this museum looking at all the stuff, and it's like authentic. Like, this is where, you know, Harry Tubman took people out, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
And she going to say...
They told her this was actually a stop on the Underground Railroad.
It was
Railroad.
A stop. I think it That's was the place where they didn't know where the entrance or exit was. They were like, all these years later, it was like a really cool thing. And she going to fuck it up and say, oh, so where? How do you get in?
But
like,
where did they get
the
on
conductor.
The actual... The train?
No, you guys,
and they're trying
come
to,
on.
I swear friend. To God, friend...
They
tried,
and then, but she didn't laugh. Like, I'm just playing.
Friend, they tried to hold it down. They tried to hush her on the side, and they were like,
Phaedra was like, Portia, it's not a train. It's not a.
You know, the thing is, I give people so much credit because I never believe that these thoughts are real. I'm
it's
like, she was paid to say. Like, she was paid.
No,
she come
you,
on.
Like that's.
You can't pay me as Jose Williams' granddaughter.
The nigga that's standing next to Martin Luther King in all the pictures. That's her grandfather, okay? and that's your grandfather.
Yo, that is crazy.
And your ass thought that the Underground Railroad was a real fucking train with passengers and doors and an engine and coal and all that shit.
The choo-choo and everything.
An engine
so
and coal.
So to me, right? The people, these people saying that the earth is flat, like it's the same.
What a time to be alive.
What a time.
What a time.
Shameful, right? Anyway, back to your original question, because right. that's the same level of dumb. Mm. Sherry Shepherd, too, talking about the earth is flat and you built like
she
the
jumped
earth.
In on
she
that.
She thought this was way back years ago on The
did
View.
Did you hear what he
way back years
you
ago
see,
on
I
the
tried
View.
To talk through it.
Sherry Shepherd, everybody knows she looked like a bottle of palm juice. But anyway,
oh my God.
So anyway.
No.
That's the same level of stupidity in me, and I ain't got time. But what show would I be on, since that's what you asked? If I have two things, right?
Okay, give them
because there's a lot of shows that I would love to be on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as
there's shows that we're going
to
be on.
I would love to be on American Crime. Like, it's a lot of stuff I would love to do.
Oh, actually, is that yeah. back? I actually
yeah,
enjoyed American
it's really
Crime.
Good. I would actually love to do American Horror Story, too.
Oh,
but anyway,
that would be dope.
What I would like to do on Netflix, I would like to be either... like a warden, like a regular, some type of person in the prison system on Orange is the New Black that's really funny and starts a lot of shit. I would like to do that. And I would also like to be on the show with Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, Frankie and Grace.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie, right? I love that show.
I definitely should be on that show. As Frankie's like
yes.
granddaughter or something.
I would
love totally
that.
Be on that. That would be so funny.
Because she has a black son,
yeah,
right?
She does.
I could be like his daughter yep. or something.
I would love to be on that show. They're hilarious.
His woman.
He finally brought home a black girl. He's black, white.
That's a really cute idea. Those are good shows.
Yeah.
I like it.
Those are awesome bomb ass ideas.
And I want to play Joe Clark when they bring Lean On Me to Broadway. I do.
Are you going to sing the song now?
Hell yeah, I'm going to do it. You want me to sing the song right now?
Yep.
Fairy side.
He loves Lean On Me.
Praise thy name, praise thy name. The honor, yeah. He was like, Mrs. Powers.
Who told
no
you?
No one asked you to. Did I ask you to change that? Did I? Take a bow, Mrs. Powers. You've rewritten our alma mater. Like, yeah, you've rewritten our school song.
Is this the song for today?
No. The song for today. The song for today. Here we go. Song moment. The song for today is actually inspired by your wellness tip.
Oh,
I feel like you.
You see, for a second, I was like, oh.
Yeah,
and then I thought about it.
This
can't be good.
This is a good thing. Like Nene said, this is something that could be good for the both of us, right? So I think just being inspired by your wellness tip, I think that corns and, you know, calluses and stuff is a problem. They're looking at me like they're waiting on the joke.
We just waiting.
I just think that corns and calluses and stuff are a major problem that a lot of people have had to tolerate and manage, right? On both ends, the people with the corns and the people that's laid up with the people with the corns. It's taken a lot of effort and management on everybody's behalf, and I would like to be a voice, you know, and a beacon for the people that are laid up with the people with the corns, okay? Somebody needs to speak out.
Is that your brother calling? I think you should enter that.
Somebody needs to speak out. And so
that's his brother trying to save him.
Yep. As the resident, you know, president of the anti-corn and callus coalition. I would like to offer our fight song, our victory song, and it's actually a throwback. It's an 80s rock song by Twisted Sister, and it's called We're Not Gonna Take It. Okay? And as a refresher course, the lyrics go, we're not gonna take it.
Oh God.
No,
I'm done.
We ain't gonna take it. We're not gonna take
it. I'm not gonna take it
anymore. Okay? And that is your song for the week. And it goes and it coincides with your wellness tip. Thank you. So get some motherfucking Epsom salts. Boil them. Heat them up. Turn them into sugar or whatever they do. You know, put a little whatever something in it to make it thick.
I'm legit
you know?
Tearing over
and,
here.
And scrub
I
them corns
with today's
off of
episode.
Your feet, man.
He said, we're not going to take it. I'm
we're
literally singing it in my head.
Not going to take it.
We're not going to take it anymore.
Listener letters, save us, please. Dustin.
Something save us. If you want to be the savior, please don't hesitate to email all of us at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com.
Yes.
You can send in whatever you'd like.
Our friend is still alive. We're not going to take it. No, we ain't going to take it. Sing it. It's fine.
No.
We're not going to take it. Anymore.
He said the president of the ACC.
The resident president.
The resident president of the ACCC.
Anti-corn and callus
coalition.
Of Latter-day Saints.
Of Latter-day Saints.
Save us, Asante.
All right. So I'm going to get into this first one.
And get on the good foot.
And I'm going to start it like this. Dear the friend zone, I've been dating this Caucasian lawyer who is too good to be true.
All right now.
He has an amazing body and face and was top of his class in NYU. He wrote for the WSJ. That's the Wall Street Journal for those of y'all who don't know. Also works for one of the top law firms in the country. And we started dating around my birthday in September. But things got sort of weird around the holidays.
What happened, girl?
I did some searching on the internet and found out the girl he calls his ex is actually his fiance.
It took you this long to... Never. Go ahead.
I was crushed. I stayed at his apartment and we went to his family's restaurant. We have even been out in public like we were a couple, but had a whole other Lily White girl. But he had a whole other Lily White greyhound looking fiance.
Stop.
And life.
Don't mean to her. She didn't do nothing to you.
He even has other homes. He was so open
you was going to say other hoes.
I sure did.
I felt like that's what it said for some.
I was like, damn.
He don't give a fuck.
Okay. He in the ACCC too. Go ahead.
He was so open about his life and everything with me. And now I feel bad for this girl. I wanted to somehow contact her and tell her that her soon-to-be husband likes West Indian BBWs.
All right now.
And isn't coming home to her. And he isn't coming home to her because of me. I also really want closure, but there is one thing. He has a crazy temper. I'm afraid he will threaten to sue me. I want her to know.
What would be the grounds?
I want her to know her man has been living a whole other life, but has been acting weird ever since I've asked him if he was still seeing his ex. What should I do?
Leave him. Shit. What you talking? Like?
Yeah, but she wants to expose him.
Do you think she should expose him?
But see, that's the problem. No, I don't. I think that whatever decision she makes to either keep dealing with that or not should just be motivated, should be rooted in her. You know what I'm saying? What's healthy for her.
Right.
You being petty and wanting to expose him, that's cool because y'all know I love, you know, living on a petty note. But and there is a petty note for this email that we'll give later. But that like, you want to expose him is just you wanting to get back at him because you hurting. You hurt because you like him and all this other stuff. You could pepper your email with as many jokes as you want to, but you hurt at the end of the day that he has somebody else in his life in that capacity. So I think that if it's not healthy for you, you need to just leave it alone. It's not going to be easy to do, but you should. As far as like trying to expose him and get him back, what is that going to do for you other than cause more pain for you? Fuck her being upset. Fuck him being upset. You're going to put yourself through another stressful situation.
Yep.
More conversations about it, more memories, more everything, more all the shit that is making this hard for you in the first place. So that expose that you want to pull off, I get it and I feel you, but that's not healthy for you. And if you recognize all these things and you recognize how great this relationship could have been, then stay on that path to greatness and just do the right thing for you and don't do things to retaliate or to cause more stress and confusion for everybody involved, including yourself. That's all my note is.
I mean, I think that's the most mature way to handle it. I know for me, if I was the fiance, I kind of would want to know, though.
Yeah.
So that's the only part that I'm struggling with, because I think, like, let me put myself in the fiance's position. If my fiance was dating someone, didn't she say they've been dating for years?
The fiance?
The one that wrote to us, she's been dating him for years.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I believe it's a problem, too.
That's a problem.
And he had this whole other life.
What if the fiance knows? A part of me
feels
like
different.
Maybe she knows.
Maybe it's an agreement. Who knows? But the fact that he was working at hiding it, then I don't know how much she knows.
Was he, though? Because remember, she said she asked
him, and he was just kind of like, wasn't feeling that.
Maybe he hid it from her then. Because anytime you have...
It wasn't years, it was months. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I thought it was years. Either.
She really needs to get on down. Ease on down,
right.
Bro.
Well, but. I mean, I think, like you said, the mature response would be to just cut yourself out of it. It's, at the end of the day, you only have to worry about your life and cut those losses, you know? But I know for me, I feel like I would want to say something to the woman just because I would want something to be said to me.
That's right. A totally different perspective. Right. Yeah. That ain't what she.
Well, she said.
No,
she
if she's just trying
so
to be petty, right. To like doing some online shit and posting texts and screen. Well, like right. If you're taking it to that.
She just
no,
said,
if she takes it to that level, then you're just doing it like Dustin said, because you're hurt and you want him to hurt. You want the woman to hurt. That's not going to bring you good karma. You don't need any of that. Nah.
Right.
Just leave if that's the case. But if you seriously are concerned, which I don't know if you are, but if you are concerned about the other woman, you know, you don't have to expose. You could just tell her, you know, send her a message, something. But I'm a little stuck with this one because I know that I would want to know. If somebody was with my fiance for months or years, I would definitely want you to hit me up and be like, girl, listen, this has been the situation. You know, I'm sorry to have to bring it to you, but this is what it is. And then, you know, I choose to do what I want with that information, but at least I should have the option of knowing the life that my boyfriend is leading secretly, you know?
And on a petty note, on a petty note, right?
On a petty note.
So, because ultimately, you know, we're advocates for the people that write in, right? Mm-hmm. So who am I to tell her not to be petty? You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, be petty. But this how you do it.
But this how you do it.
Now come on in, because this is one you got to pay attention to.
Sit your BBW ass on down.
Sit your
in
BBW,
a loving way.
Get your BBW ass on over here and listen to this how to be petty. Okay. How to get away with being petty. Here's what you do. So I assume you have a job. When you're at work, you know, get on your computer, put together, you know, a couple of pictures maybe of you and him.
Oh my God.
You know, add in some screenshots from the text, especially if y'all was like sexting or whatever. And if you have any nude photos of him, add that on there too. Print it out at work so that you can use the laser printer and all their paper or whatever, and print out probably like 200 copies, right? Carry your tote bag that day or whatever big purse you have. Go to that restaurant where you said he took you to his family's restaurant. Go to that family restaurant and put that flyer on every car in the parking lot. Then you go into the restaurant. Then go into the restaurant, right? And start passing them out to all the people that are sitting in the booths and at the tables and everything. And while you're doing it, speak very loudly, but now don't yell. Just speak loud enough so that everyone in the restaurant can hear you and say, you're eating at an establishment where they allow their son to come in here with a woman that thinks she's dating him exclusively, and he has a whole fiance and they knew it. Don't trust the food. Don't trust the food, y'all. And don't let them, you know, get to you. And then you
leave. Y'all, Dustin is doing the hand motions of throwing flyers at people.
Right. Put it right on their plates, too, like in their food, so that the kitchen has to then remake everything. Like, make it as difficult
this
for all of them as you can.
Great. I would hate.
That's how you get paid.
I would hate to cross Dustin.
But that's all. No, I'm simply an advocate for our writers, for the people that write in. So that's how you get them, because he embarrassed you in front of that whole family, and the family was open to
that's
so
crazy.
Think about that, because that family, they let you have it. They did, because you better believe they had a good laugh at your expense while you was in that restaurant.
They did.
So you get them back, and make sure you put nude photos of him on the flyer so that he's embarrassed that his family saw that.
You know what? And that's a personal trigger for me, because remember I told y'all that my grandparents were in on my dad having this other secret family aside from my mom and I. So I might have to side with this petty today. I know y'all like, what?
Well, but that's just on a petty note. It's not what we said in the first place.
If you are too busy worrying about being sued, because like you said, this person is
ready. Get you sued. Fuck him.
Oh,
make him sue you. Because even if he sue you, that means he got to admit that y'all was fucking around anyway. So it's public shame.
I don't think he'll be able
get sued, girl, and don't hire Phaedra.
But what grounds would he have? Defamation of character?
Well, like, let's say she tells the wife.
Because she has
the
proof.
Yeah,
let's say she tells the fiance. And like they come up with a scheme, and she finds out after they marry, and she takes after some shit. I think he can like sue her for something, but like she said, he's smart. He can just sue her. Just
he'll
on
find
some
the loopholes.
Shit.
Yeah, people and he's, with money always
and he's
find
take
the loopholes.
Her to court, and he's gonna ride it out because he's used to doing that. If you don't feel like
well,
riding
that's
that road
the case,
down,
girl, let it go.
Cut your losses,
be thankful
girl,
you're
and,
not
and
the
be
fiance.
Out, okay,
be out. Yeah.
Just be like, look, I can't deal with all this that you're doing. And I'm just gonna be on my way. All right, you have a happy life and move. Now, if you need closure and you feel like telling the other woman is your closure, if that's what you're talking about, I would say do it because that's going to give you that closure, but just be prepared for the battle of foot.
And you might get your ass whooped. What if she pop you in the face like, bitch? What do you mean, bitch? If you, and like hit you in your nose. Ooh, like on
Black
Ink
Crew Chicago.
Like you never know. Sorry. Like that's a, you got to think about
you
that.
You do
got to
think
shit.
About that.
You playing his, that. Because his not fiance just, is I'm Mariah Lynn.
Hello.
That's my money gun.
Don't get in the back seat with her. But yeah, like,
oh no.
Like I just
you guys, we watched the Mariah Lynn video before we started. This,
I'm
how, this
to
was
say
the
I've
motivation
it
for
more
this.
Than once. And I do want to.
You guys,
gun.
I like the song.
I like it too.
I can't even lie to y'all. I thought it was really cute.
I want to hear it in the club.
I like the song when she said she was a hoe.
I want to hear it in the club.
I didn't hear
like,
that one
for
yet.
Real. And that's for
do y'all
real.
See what Dustin and Asante are putting me on to, y'all?
Good vibes.
Good vibes. Good vibes.
So let us know what happens. We hope
yes,
the best
please
for you.
Write
yes,
in.
Everyone
but don't
send
call
updates.
Me to be no character witness or nothing if he take you to court. I'm not going with
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, don't. You didn't
don't
get none of this
no,
from the friend
yeah.
zone.
No, none of that. We don't even know who you is.
Okay.
And second of all, and now on a petty footnote, right? This
no,
is on a petty
no
footnote.
No pun intended.
Footnote of all nights.
Of
so footnote.
All nights.
Anyway.
Footnote.
If you are fearful,
and then
Asante no.
talking about the battle of foot, y'all just couldn't help it.
I did. You heard it.
Step into the bad side, dream girl.
Step into the bad side. Who
stomp?
Who,
make me Rona. Stomp.
Okay.
Stomp. Right. I can't.
Step in the name of love.
Walk on by.
Walk on by.
This is awful.
I'm walking. Yes, indeed.
I'm walking on sunshine.
Oh, I love that song. I love that. That's the other song of the week. Because after you use the Epsom salt, you'll be walking on. I'm walking on sunshine. Anyway, on a petty footnote, build your case, girl. Like if you already know he's so happy, but you still like, you know, close enough to get some information and shit,
oh,
build you up
no.
some shit. Find
How's
out,
he gonna help her build a case against
out,
him?
Find out some things. Play nice. Don't let him know that you're mad or none of that shit. Act like everything's all good and take as many notes and as much confidential information or shit that you can use
it's
against him.
It's like an
him.
Episode of Scandal.
You build that up so that when you shoot your money gun like Mariah Lynn, the nigga can't sue you because you can pull out that card like, and if you think you're gonna sue me, here go the receipt.
Listen,
for that insider trading, bitch. You wanna go to jail? You know what I'm saying? Like, do some shit like that.
Please be advised. Yeah. Please be advised when you send
he
us.
He done turned this into Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Listen. When you tell us what happens after all of this, delete the email because when he go through your stuff and see that you have written into the
we don't want
yes.
him fucking
we
with
not
us.
Doing no cease and desist.
We ain't
up
did
in here.
Nothing.
We ain't
no
did
damn
nothing.
Body. We ain't
names.
Know you, man.
I'm just saying.
Hey, dog.
Because
I ain't got
like,
nothing to do with
I'll
it.
I'll be like that meme where they say who did it and the boys pointed yeah. in the court.
She
it was all her. Look.
Her.
That was it.
Well, we actually don't even have time for a second one. We enjoyed this last one.
This
too
was
much.
Great. This was a really good one.
But we
really
do
fast.
Have the black business.
Yes,
we
really,
do.
Really fast. I want to talk briefly about a black business that is very near and dear. A really, really good friend of ours.
Yay.
Andrew Shade.
True.
Has stepped out on his own and he's come a long, long way. Super awesome dude. Like he's really doing some awesome shit. He's started a website. It's called Broadway Black. BroadwayBlack.com. Please visit. Click, share. I went to performing arts high school, and it was very seldom that you got to see actors of color on a stage. And so the fact that there is a place where you can go to now, see that in abundance, really have a place to go to that celebrates us as African Americans doing the arts. I think that you should all go check it out. It's free to log on. It's also free to support if you feel like giving away some money. but just click on the BroadwayBlack.com. Get your life. Learn about The Color Purple, which I still have not seen.
Which was amazing.
I have still not seen Hamilton.
So what does the site do exactly? Does it give reviews?
There's
going to
be some reviews
of the
shows that are happening. There's going to be some articles for some throwback stuff that you need to know of.
Nice.
Like if you are not familiar with the people that are on stage now, you can go get familiar with people that are there. It's literally
so it
like,
gives you like backgrounds on the
yeah,
actors.
Yep.
And that's
it's a
really,
really great
cool.
resource. It's a great, great resource. And it wasn't around when I was in school. So if you feel like you can benefit from it or share it with someone that could, everyone can benefit from it. We were just talking about how much we loved Dreamgirls last week.
Oh, Lord. 14 times. I still can't get over that.
Okay, y'all know the musical. So I just wanted to make sure we shouted that out right quick. Andrew Shade.
I love BroadwayBlack.com. It's a central hub for all things
relative to people of color in the theater arts.
That's beautiful. That's congrats, Andrew. So, and
yes.
And everyone, of course, I will post that link under the SoundCloud, yeah, right under the link for the Epsom salt
what
and the castor
need,
oil.
Which you need, two bottles.
So all those links will be under there by the time you guys listen to this. So we hope all of this information was helpful today.
Should they put a little cap full of bleach in the water, friend?
No, Dustin.
Okay, I don't know if it's going to, you know,
help
it eat off.
Are there any tips that you want to give them beforehand?
Eat away the corn meat off the toes.
The corn meat.
Mm-hmm.
Tips on what?
They toes, apparently. It's corns. That's the tips on the toes.
Are there any pre-cleaning tips you need to give them? Any tools that they should buy as well?
Like a sander or like a...
A sander. No, that's... I mean, to me, that's as natural as it gets. I'm really one that believes in taking your time with wellness things. I'm not one to start cutting it. Dustin just can't fight back. His eyes all low. He is just trying to get through this foot segment.
That nigga said
no, you guys know I'm going to always give you the nice, calm, patient, long-term remedy for things because they last longer and it sticks.
We might need the fast version because I saw a nigga feet so bad, I thought he was on one of them hoverboards. And it was the corns, my nigga. I thought that nigga was on a hoverboard and it was corn. I said, God damn, what is going on?
Do y'all have any church announcements? Because I was not, out of all the things, out of all the objects for him to say.
I thought that nigga was skateboard P. You hear me? I was like, God damn, man.
No, I don't
friend,
have.
You being
don't
popular and famous
any,
somewhere
no,
coming up, Dustin?
Nothing coming
yes,
up for me.
You can catch me out and a friend of ours. From the Two Guys and One Girl podcast, Jade. Her Twitter is Jade of all Jades. You can catch Jade and I on the latest installment of Socially Decoded.
Global Grind.
Yeah, that's I dope. Love doing that project because we get to sit up and talk shit about celebrity tweets, which is something
when
that
does
I
that
love
come
to
out?
Do. It actually was released today. So you can go on YouTube, look up Socially Decoded. Shout out to Blogzilla for the opportunity. And this week we were trolling Kanye West's recent tweets about North using the iPad for in-app purchases and all answering 3 a.m. calls and all that kind of shit. So it was really funny.
Congrats to Jade. Yeah. I see you.
Shout out.
It was really dope, you know.
That's going to be funny.
That is. Everybody look that up.
Question?
So we love you guys. Thank you so much.
Wait, I have a church announcement.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Really, really early. In March, there is going to be a screaming for a YouTube series, and I will be interviewing the creator. Her name is Latasha. She is just Latasha. The comedy web series is going to be called Sit Black and Relax. The film screening is going to be happening in Harlem. I posted details on my Twitter. I will talk about it more as we
approach. I'll definitely be there. Anything in Harlem.
Anything. Yeah. Look, when she said it was in Harlem, I said, girl, I am there. Like, on time.
And Fran, too.
Okay, so make sure you check for that. It's going to be at the Scion Cafe, but it's spelled T-S-I-O-N. I hope that is correct.
What?
It's going to be March 8th. That's super early, late. If y'all don't remember, I'm going to remind you closer to. Hope to see you all there. It's going to be from 6 to 10 p.m.
That's great. Congratulations, Asante.
Thank you very much. Yes. Sit Black and Relax is going to be a web series. I'm just going to be talking to her about it. Because
not
I think,
just. That's
well,
a cool
not just,
thing.
Pardon me. Because she's just as hot. So I'm just talking to her. But it's going to be cool to sit down with another creative and talk to them about their work and figure out what they want to do and the messages they want to put out there and encourage other people. So come out, encourage, support, and have a laugh, have a drink, and spread some good vibes.
Oh, it's a bar?
Yeah, it's a cafe.
What time
but
we meeting up, friend?
There's going to be some alcohol, more than likely. If not, I'm going to have alcohol with you.
Okay.
So that wraps up another episode of The Friend Zone.
It does. Thank y'all, Bad Feet Having Asses, for listening. Those of you that have them, I'm glad that you received a message today from Pastor, Prophetess, Reverend Dr. Francesca of HeyFriendHey.com Tabernacle! That's what it is. So I'm very grateful for that. If you know
dumb.
Anything that is moving our generation toward better feet is something that is a passion project and really, you know, hits home and near and dear
project.
To my heart. So thank you, Fran. I'm damn near in tears because I appreciate you this week so much.
We love you guys so much. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Toes out.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.